Practice Tests for the Russian State Exam by Elena Klekovkina, Malcolm Mann and Steve Taylor-Knowles. Published by Macmillan Education, a division of Macmillan Publishers Limited. Copyright Macmillan Publishers Limited, 2006. Test 5. Skills Development. Section 1. Listening. First Task. Exercise A. Look at the task on page 54. You will hear an extract from what each woman says. As you listen, match each speaker to a job. Speaker 1.
Mostly I answer the phone and take messages. I also have to arrange meetings.
Speaker 2.
Most of what I do is meet people from other companies and try to get them to buy my company's products.
Speaker 3.
I run my own business, a small flower shop.
Speaker 4.
I'm a reporter for a local newspaper.
Speaker 5.
I spend a lot of time on a computer designing websites.
Вы сейчас будете выполнять тест по аудированию. Во время его выполнения перед каждым заданием дана пауза с тем, чтобы вы смогли просмотреть вопросы к заданию, а также паузы после первичного и повторного предъявления аудиотекста для внесения ответов. По окончании выполнения всего раздела «Аудирование» перенесите свои ответы в бланки ответов. Вы услышите 5 высказываний. Установите соответствие между высказываниями каждого говорящего 1-5 и утверждениями, данными в списке AF. Используйте каждую букву, обозначающую утверждение, только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее утверждение. Вы услышите запись дважды. Занесите свои ответы в таблицу.
Now we are ready to start. Speaker 1.
I've been doing the same job for a couple of years now. It's not very difficult. Mostly I answer the phone and take messages. I also have to arrange meetings. I don't mind spending all day in the office, especially when it's raining. No, I think the only problem is that my salary hasn't gone up for a year. A little more money and it would be the perfect job for me, really.
Speaker 2.
You get used to living out of a suitcase in this job. I can't tell you how much time I've wasted in hotels. Most of what I do is meet people from other companies and try to get them to buy my company's products. To be honest, I think I'd like to do the same job but in an office. It would be nice to just go home on time at the end of the day. Maybe I'll find something like that soon, but for now I have to put up with it. The money's good and it's nice to see different places.
Speaker 3.
I run my own business, a small flower shop. You wouldn't believe how much running around there is. I used to do something totally different, but I was bored. At least now I'm never bored. I sometimes wish I had a little more time to myself to relax and see my friends, but the business always has to come first. Maybe one day I'll be able to pay someone to run the shop, but for now, there's just me.
Speaker 4.
I'm a reporter for a local newspaper. It's what I've always wanted to do. You know, go out and meet people, find out their stories. We have a wonderful little town here, and I've got to know a lot of the residents over the years. People have to trust you, and I think that takes a lot of work. People know that I'll always tell the truth, though, so I don't usually have any problems.
Speaker 5.
I spend a lot of time on a computer designing websites. It's okay, the pay is good and the office isn't far from where I live. But I'm thinking of making a few changes. I'd like to work from home, really. And with this kind of job, there's no reason why you can't. I just don't like the office atmosphere. I find the people quite boring, to tell you the truth. I don't really have anything in common with any of them, and we don't really get on. Working from home would mean that I wouldn't have to listen to any more gossip.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task.